Welcome to MSP Soundbites. My name is Rob Sowden. I was the lead author for the 2007 version. And what I'd like to talk to you about in this section is planning and control. Key element of any program is planning it well and controlling it through to the end. So if we just start off with planning, what are the key elements of planning? There are a number of inputs to the program plan. It's fair to say that a program plan is not a Microsoft Project Gantt chart. And if you try to use one of those to develop your plan, then you are most likely to end up slightly deranged and confused because the tool's not designed for it. So the program plan is an all-embracing document that explains how the program will be delivered. So the key inputs to it are the vision statement, which sets out what the program, where the program needs to get to, and the blueprint, which talks about what the program's going to, what the world's going to be like when the program's been completed. Big thing to get your head around here is the blueprint is what the program leaves behind. Program plan is how you're going to create that future state. People can get quite confused on that point. We then think about benefits. What does, as part of our work on the benefits realization management element, what benefits do we need to achieve and when? Because that will give us an indication of the timescales. We need to think about the projects that we're going to need, projects that actually create the world that we're going to look at or change the organisation. The information around those projects is stored in a document called the Project Dossier. For those of you who are from a project background, it's pretty much basically a mandate. It sets out at a very high level what you expect the programme to deliver and what that individual project's about. We then need to think about our resources. So we might have the best programme in the world, we've got all the planning, but have we got the resources to deal with it? So this is more than just counting numbers of people. What capacity have we got to cope with the change? How good is our organisation at delivering programmes and coping with change? What skills do we have available? Where are we going to get the ones that we need to support the changes that we want to achieve? So from a resourcing perspective, we have a document in the programme called the Resource Management Strategy. And that sets out where we're going to get the people. And it's not just the people, it's the equipment, it could be the accommodation. How are we generally going to resource it? And that's what the resource management strategy looks after. Behind the strategy comes the resource management plan. So resourcing is a key element of managing your designing your program plan. Then we need to think about our stakeholder needs. That's going to give us some indications of what the quick wins can be, where the hot spots in stakeholders are. So if there's some things they like and some things they don't like, maybe we can deliver things that they do like early to get them on board, reduce the resistance. Although, of course, don't give away all the sweets to the kids in the sweet shop at the start. Else they'll eat the sweets and say they don't want to do the rest of it. So that's why we need to engage our stakeholders, see what the priorities are. Risk and issues, are there areas that we need to avoid? Are there major problems we need to plan around? Or are there risks that are time-based that we can build plan around as well? Yeah, for a lot of, in May 2010, a lot of organisations have been planning their programmes around an election. Yeah, so they've actually put decisions off till after the election, put off expenditure until after the election, so that they've mitigated their exposure to that risk. We then need to think about the timetable, the sequence of events that's going to happen. Sometimes you're probably thinking about it as that is the programme plan, but obviously there's a lot more factors that come into it. Sometimes the timetable is just called the schedule. Program monitoring is another area. So once we've got the plan, how are we going to ensure it stays on course? What are going to be the key performance indicators that tell us the program's doing well, that we've got the right things in the right places to achieve our aims? And we've also got to think about transition. How quickly can, how, what other things are going on in the operations? What other changes are happening that might be affected by your program? How long are we allowing for transition? How long are we going to leave for the organisation to resettle again before we go into the next wave of change? Those are the main areas that we need to consider when we're building our programme plan. Now I'd like to move on to the concept of programme control. So once we've got a plan, how do we keep this ship on track? Two key concepts within MSP. One is the concept of the tranche management, which is a control point. It comes from the French word slice. And it's actually a point where you say, the idea is you slice the program up into manageable chunks. They're time delimited. You've got a slice, you've got a stop point. You can stand back and think, do I want to continue with this program? Now, at the end of each tranche, you should have created what we call a step changing capability. So you'll have spent money, you'll have new assets, you'll be ready to transition. This avoids the problems that people have had in the past with programs. have become very expensive runaway trains and we've not been able to stop them. So that's what the tranche is about. It's a point where you can stop the programme and elegantly pull out if you need to. There's a number of reasons why you might want to pull the programme. You might have proved the benefits are not achievable, the level of change is not achievable, or you might have simply run out of money, or the organisation might not be able to afford it. This is a no-blame situation at that point, and so you have an end of tranche review. More information about actually managing the tranches can be found in that chapter of the book. The key technique that I've always found really useful in MSP has been this concept of a dependency network. The idea that you can plot inputs from one project as outputs to another. Basically, MSP sees all projects as a black box. It doesn't try to get involved in telling how the projects will work because it recognises that project management is a profession in itself. What it does need to know is what inputs does each project need and what output does each project need to deliver to enable the programme to happen. So that's why we've got this concept of outputs and inputs. The dependency network tracks the inputs and outputs from the projects so you can see how they all interdepend on each other. It's a very powerful tool if it's done properly, and it's best done in a matrix. If you're involved in program management planning in any way, you really should have a dependency network so you, as the program manager or the program office team, see how the whole thing fits together. Right, on to the key program management that we deal with under planning and control. There are a number of documents. I mentioned earlier the resource management plan and the resource management strategy. That sets out how we're going to resource the program, how we're going to manage third party, where they're going to have framework agreements, how we're going to manage infrastructure, facilities, accommodation, and how and where we're going to get the staff from. Right, so it's a key element of the plan. So the strategy sets the framework, plan explains how we're going to deliver it. Secondly, there's the project dossier. That's the document where we store all the information about the projects we think we're going to deliver during the life cycle of the programme. And in fact, the content of the project dossier is in effect the project mandate when the time comes. The programme plan itself is the overarching document which sets out how you've come to your conclusions, all the factors you've taken on board, and the key thing people look for is the schedule. Now, you might put the schedule into Microsoft Project, but the rest of it is a document in its own right. And finally, there's the management monitoring and control strategy. This is a really key document, and it sets out how the programme is going to be controlled, what looks like success. Now, there is some overlap, some people perceive, between this strategy and the quality management strategy. They do have quite different functions, but I would say it's perfectly acceptable to blend them into one document if you wanted to. The monitoring and control strategy, its key thing for me has been it sets the rules for the projects. Now, it's in the monitoring and control strategy where you would decide how tolerance at the project level is going to be allocated, escalation routes, triggers. If you're going to use a project method like PRINCE2, for example, your monitoring and control strategy would define that. It would define what numeric values and criteria you would be looking for. Again, it could also make arrangements for some sort of audits. But again, there's some danger of you getting overlapping with the quality management strategy on that side. But monitoring control is about how does the programme ensure it delivers its projects properly. Some element of business change management comes into it in that area as well. All right, so that's the main documents that we talk about in planning and control. It's a massive topic, and MSP can only really touch on it. But the things that I'd like to finish off with is remembering dependency network is critical, and you should have one. The concept of tranches is around giving control points to enable us to make sure that the program doesn't run away with itself. And from this chapter, there's information about what core management documentation you need to manage effectively. Okay, I hope you found that useful, and listen to some of the other broadcasts.